attack in human history. Somewhere in the back of his publicist's brain, Ed Regis was still writing copy, but he could feel his knees begin to shake uncontrollably, his trousers flapping like flags. Jesus, he was frightened. He didn't want to be here. Alone among all the people in the two cars, Ed Regis knew what a dinosaur attack was like. He knew what happened to people. He had seen the mangled bodies that resulted from a raptor attack. He could picture it in his mind, and this was a Rex, much, much bigger. The greatest meat-eater that ever walked the earth. Jesus! When the Tyrannosaur roared, it was terrifying, a scream from some other world. Ed Regis felt the spreading warmth in his trousers. He'd peed in his pants. He was simultaneously embarrassed and terrified. But he knew he had to do something. He couldn't just stay here. He had to do something. Something! His hands were shaking, trembling against the dash. Jesus Christ! He said again.
Bad language, Lex said, wagging her finger at him.
Tim heard the sound of a door opening, and he swung his head away from the Tyrannosaur. The night vision goggles streaked laterally, in time to see Ed Regis stepping out through the open door, ducking his head in the rain.
Hey, Lex said, where are you going?
Ed Regis just turned and ran in the opposite direction from the Tyrannosaur, disappearing into the woods. The door to the Land Cruiser hung open. The paneling was getting wet.
He left, Lex said. Where did he go? He left us alone.
Shut the door, Tim said. But she had started to scream.
He left us! He left us!
Tim, what's going on? It was Dr. Grant on the radio. Tim! Tim leaned forward and tried to shut the door. From the back seat, he couldn't reach the handle. He looked back at the Tyrannosaur as lightning flashed again, momentarily silhouetting the huge black shape against the white flaring sky. Tim, what's happening?
He left us! He left us!
Tim blinked to recover his vision. When he looked again, the Tyrannosaur was standing there, exactly as before, motionless and huge. Rain dripped from its jaws. The forelimb gripped the fence. And then Tim realized the Tyrannosaur was holding on to the fence. The fence wasn't electrified anymore.
Lex, close the door!
The radio crackled. Tim!
I'm here, Dr. Grant.
What's going on?
Regis ran away, Tim said.
He what?
He ran away. I think he saw that the fence isn't electrified, Tim said.
The fence isn't electrified, Malcolm said over the radio. Did he say the fence isn't electrified?
Lex, Tim said, close the door!
But Lex was screaming.
He left us! He left us!
In a steady, monotonous wail, and there was nothing for Tim to do but climb out of the back door into the slashing rain and shut the door for her. Thunder rumbled and the lightning flashed again. Tim looked up and saw the Tyrannosaur crashing down the cyclone fence with a giant hind limb.
Timmy!
He jumped back in and slammed the door, the sound lost in the thunderclap. The radio. Tim, are you there? He grabbed the radio.
I'm here. He turned to Lex. Lock the doors. Get in the middle of the car and shut up.
Outside, the Tyrannosaur rolled its head and took an awkward step forward. The claws of its feet had caught in the grid of the flattened fence. Lex saw the animal finally and became silent, still. She watched with wide eyes. Radio crackle. Tim.
Yes, Dr. Grant.
Stay in the car. Stay down. Be quiet. Don't move. And don't make noise.
Okay.
You should be all right. I don't think it can open the car.
Okay.
Just stay quiet so you don't arouse its attention any more than necessary.
Okay.
Tim clicked the radio off.